Program 30. Mr. and Mrs. Embry. Mr. and Mrs. Embry were the first Americans to visit Sue Village. They felt very sad and lonely at first. Almost all the people there ran away from them when they came up to talk to them. They couldn't communicate with the people in the village at all. But they didn't worry about the people's attitude toward them and never gave up trying to talk with people there. They tried everything they could do. For example, they dressed in Japanese clothes and walked around in geta. They often went to the meetings of the village and talked with many people in the local dialect. Sometimes they enjoyed parties and danced with people. It didn't take much time for the people there to understand and accept Mr. and Mrs. Embry. At that time, there was a plan to build a bridge between Taragi and Sue, but the budget was too small to build it. The people in Sue began to collect money, but they couldn't get enough. They went to Mr. and Mrs. Embry and said, "Could you help us?" Mr. Embry answered, "Please use this money to build the bridge. We'll be very happy if we can help you." The people in Sue were very happy to hear this, and they got to know the Embrys much better than before. After staying in Sue for a year, Mr. and Mrs. Embry had to say goodbye to the people. They went back to America, and Mr. Embry wrote a book, Suemura, A Japanese Village. About 50 years passed after they left Sue Village. People in Sue learned that Mr. Embry died in a traffic accident in 1950. They really wanted to see Mrs. Embry again, so they invited her back to Sue Village. In 1985, Mrs. Embry came back to Sue. While she was there, she was welcomed and talked with many people. Before leaving, she said to the people of Sue, "I'll never forget your warm hearts and kindness. I realize that we are all one big family, even if we live in different countries."